cowboy from Pearl. This is KK7DBR tonight. Man cage trying to fix a bunch of 7mm brass that the guy had all way too long, and they wouldn't peek through his guns very good. They wouldn't go in until I had to cut them all down.
Yep, head spacing issues or something out of the outside of that.
Yeah, they it's a Browning DAR automatic, and you have to use a smaller die, about a thousand smaller when you full length resize it, and they were way long. I had to cut them down quite a bit. The cases have been stretched, so they're way too long to go through the gun. Try to pull all the bullets apart and trim the cases down and resize them through the right die.
It's a pretty classic tool. I don't really hear too many people have one of those.
Yeah, this belongs to a barber that I go to, and he couldn't get any bullets for you. I guess it's undone. Probably the gun's probably in the 70s, 60s. Come out of it. It's old Browning automatic. Used on an elk with a nice rifle. It's an older rifle, but they just finicky. Them automatics, home, lever actions, and that. They're kind of finicky what they take. For reloads, they shoot factory ammunition all right, but it's hard to get a reload to go through them very good.
Yeah, one of these days I want to get back into reloading. I got a 6.5 Creedmoor that I finally decided to shoot this last weekend and let's do some more work with it.
I bought one of the Creedmoor Glad. Kid I used to line up with, he told me he got a Creedmoor and was shooting bull elk at 1,000 yards with the thing, and I said, I can't believe it. That thing looks more like an antelope and a deer rifle than an elk rifle. So I had to buy one to see, and I'm right. It's a deer and antelope rifle.
Still sounds pretty fun. You got any big plans for the weekend?
I don't have any plans. I'm just gonna stay down in my man cave plan and play around in here. I don't have one plan. At this age, I don't make plans. I'm just glad to get up every morning.
I wish a younger version of myself realized that not every day is given. I should probably appreciate things more, but learn that with age.
Yeah, the golden age ain't quite tracked up that they said it was going to be. And if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have took better care of myself. That's what they all say, I guess, so. But it's all right. I'll hang in there. I kind of still enjoy it.
I told my wife my 40th birthday is going to be in May. My goal is I want to be in the best shape of my life and keep it that way, because my daughter's going to be a teenager when I'm in my early to mid-50s, so I've got to do something about that.
time when she gets in her teen years, you'll age really fast. Trust me.
I want to find out what old Bobby Kennedy Jr. is on, kind of steroids or treatments he does. He's in pretty good shape.
I think I'd rather battle a grizzly bear than handle teenagers, and I've got one. I got a granddaughter that I'm raising since 13 right now, but she ain't a handful yet, but I think she'll just grab me a grizzly and wrestle him down before I have to tackle her.
I think if they're occupied with things that they enjoy, we're going to try to really push 4-H or FFA on her. And hopefully she takes to it, but keeping them busy and entertained with things that keep them out of trouble.
Yeah, that's for sure. Them girls, if they get into the 4-H and horses and animals and livestock, they seem to hang in there and work good at it. Most of the girls I even grew up with that were in 4-H and had horses and did barrel racing and different events with the horses and livestock, they just seem to just turn out great.
I'll forecast the gate. Snow up towards your way out of this storm.
Well, we didn't have much storm. We had a little sprinkle this morning here in Panaca, but I guess tomorrow's supposed to be more rain all week. The rest of the week it's supposed to have more storm, what the weather says on my phone. My phone says completely different than what mine says. So it'll be surprised to see, but mine says it's supposed to rain for the next 3 or 4 days.
That's what I've been hearing myself. Maybe just trust the old weather rock. Never wrong.
Well, I ain't gonna turn anything down he throws at us, because we do need moisture. We live in the desert. We need some rain to green things up. Even for next summer, we need to get plenty of rain. Bring your water table up.
Now, I'm not going to argue with that. Our house is on well water, too, so keeping it up is something that concerns me. Especially with all the development they're doing out here.
Yeah, I seen a thing on YouTube that Trump was Vegas and them was way overbuilt, and they're going to have housing dump on there. Then you can buy a house cheaper if you wait. That's what they tell me.
Subject to a city that has their economy based on tourism. So I guess when those numbers are going down, you can see the rest of it. And K7 OFO for ID.
Yeah, I was just looking on that YouTube stuff. I'll watch that. It's something to do. But that guy on there says that a lot of the towns in Nevada, the bigger towns, the way, way overbuilt, and the math shows that they're going to have a crash in the market, but they've said that for years, too. It ain't always true. Yeah, I don't know. It's KK7DVR. I do.
Kilo 7 Oscar Foxtrot Oscar 73.